Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, we are coming at you live from Holiday Inn in Ludlow, Massachusetts, friends. Ludlow. You mean you don't know where Ludlow is? It's in Massachusetts, I can tell you that. We're right by President John Adams' house. Hour and 46 minutes away. And then after that, we're going to go to the Matrix of Liberty. We'll see what happens here, right?
That's
are
right.
We on vacation? Absolutely not. We're not on vacation. We're doing the stuff, right? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And again, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and across the table from me, my little pretty princess. Her name is Stephanie Joy. So this isn't just the Sons of Liberty anymore. Now it's the
Daughters of Liberty.
Yeah, okay. You like interjecting that, don't you?
I do.
Does it make you feel like you're a part of what's going on here?
Well, you know, it makes all the women out there feel like they're a part of what's going on, because not just the Sons of Liberty, there was an Abigail Adams, you know.
That's true.
There was a Martha Washington, so there's lots of daughters.
And behind every great man of God, there is a great
woman.
Yes.
Amen.
I'll accredit you with that.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Are you looking for accolade?
Not at all.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Well, friends, again, we are coming live from Ludlow, Massachusetts, Holiday Inn. We just wanted to give them a shout-out and tell them thank you very much. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on our Facebook and check out the last article. Well, we actually got a couple articles out there right now. Yesterday, that actually compared, well, not me alone, but I was number one. Tim Tebow was number three.
Yeah, we're talking about
that a little bit. As far as the hipsters, are we?
Yeah, a little bit.
As far as the hipsters and who's the hippest of the hip. Why are they using like that
hipsters
old vernacular, like out of the 50s, right?
Yeah, hipsters.
Like
what is
daddy-o
it?
And
yeah, like,
stuff like, you know, when I wasn't around and I got to ask my, you know, my elders, what exactly does that mean when they say like daddy-o or hipster or whatever the case is. Anyways, if you'd like to see that, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on our Facebook page. Sons of Liberty Radio on our Facebook. You can also see our last article from WND and 37 other outlets across the United States of America. Folks, you can also check out my personal page, which is Bradley Dean Double E. You can check out my fan page, Bradley Dean Double E, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean One on my Twitter account. Folks, phone lines are inaccessible today. Sorry about that. Again, we are live on the road, Ludlow, Massachusetts, giving a shout out to Holiday Inn. And to say all that, to say this, we are turning talk radio into do radio without a shadow of a doubt. And along with that, folks, I just want to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that our pretty little princess?
Well, because
our daughter of liberty.
That's right. Daughter of liberty. Daughter of the Most High, first and foremost. Well, the reason why that is, Mr. Dean, is because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Now, we are highlighting the product of the week. I know, I wish I had that drum roll back. Could you search that for me?
I can't. We can only do that when we're actually stationary.
Oh, okay. Well, listen. Okay, yeah. So I'm going to do the brrrr. There's my drum roll right there. It's not as good as the other one, but it'll have to do. But this week, we are highlighting the My War comic book and novel. And, of course, monthly sponsors, you sons and daughters of liberty out there, get to take 25% off the product of the week. Not this week. Not next week. But every week. And this week, for those of you who
only here, the Sons and Daughters
right.
of Liberty.
That's right. For those of you who have just tuned in, we are highlighting this week Bradley's My War comic book novel, which is the testimony of Bradley Dean. It is 130 pages long. It's illustrated by former DC comic artist Danny Bulinati, and it tells the miraculous, we have breathtaking here, but I'm going to add miraculous story of Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty founder. It's a testimony of how God took him as a fatherless child really, when you look at his life and look what, you know, what, I don't want to say, but hand you were dealt with in life as far as, you know, the family you were born into, how God really took you out and made you his own. You can read miracle after miracle, and really, folks, it is miracle after miracle. So witness Christ's unfailing love in this colorful, very fun-to-read account of his life, but it also includes the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and questionnaires at the end in a very fun way to read.
In a very cool hipster way.
Hipster. It's definitely hipster. Those of you that are hipsters out there definitely need to be taking a look at this.
But daddy-o.
That's right. Grooving.
Yes.
If you go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, that's shop.sonsofliberty.com. You may order there, or you can give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Now, I want to highlight, Mr. Dean, about, you know, you have the opportunity to be a friend.
I like that.
Mr. Dean, I kind of like that, you know.
Because it kind of raises my head a little bit higher than the average.
Yeah, you know, actually, listening. And one of the events.
Like Professor Dean.
Yeah, you know, I do have to say this.
I like that.
Professor
this
Dean.
This is coming together really nice
well,
today.
Well, you know, I do have to say that in one of the events that we are doing out here on the East Coast, the lady, when I was setting up different itinerary with you, was calling you Mr. Dean.
Yeah.
What does Mr. Dean prefer? What does Mr. Dean so on? So I kind of like that. But
they know how to treat people.
They do. Very respectful.
Coast,
yes,
really
ma'am.
Do.
Yes, sir. Very respectful. But one thing that I notice is for those of you who want to be friends on Facebook with Bradley on his, you know, he's got his regular Facebook page, his fan page, and then Sons of Liberty Radio. As I mentioned earlier this week, you're going to get a lot of gold nuggets of truth, just like what you do on the radio. And one of those I wanted to highlight that you had posted on Sons of Liberty and on your personal page was, the world judges Christians not by what the Bible says, but by how Christians live. I thought that was an excellent quote by
Ian Bounds. Yes.
It's awesome. And there's another good gold nugget on there. Now, this is actually a picture, but I'm going to try to explain it to you. You know, you have the story of the Bible of Jesus when he went to the temple with the scourge of whips, and he was overturning the money changers and so on and so forth. He said, my temple is to be called a house of prayer, and you have turned it into a den of thieves. Well, what you have posted is this picture of Jesus with this whip overturning the money, you know, changers and so on and so forth. And then you have this awesome quote at the bottom that said this, if Jesus did this today, you know what a bunch of so-called quote-unquote Christians would tell Jesus?
Yep.
That he's not acting like Jesus. It's so interesting because the world portrays Christ in a certain way, which is not how he was, and for the most part, the professed church.
Yeah,
but
you know,
it really
just,
is a great
just slow
example.
Down a little bit here for a sissy. It's interesting that when you begin to try to share with people the power of the cross, because we are to know the power of God unto salvation through the cross of Jesus Christ, not exempt from the cross, not without the cross. We're not to ostracize the cross. But when you begin to go back and forth and ask them questions, well, why were the prophets killed? Well, why were the apostles killed? Well, they weren't doing what you think they were doing. Oh, really? Well, what about Stephen when he was stoned by the professed Pharisees of the day, the professed, not Christians, but the professed God followers of the day? Why do you suppose that they actually picked up rocks and threw them at Stephen? Do you remember when Stephen looked at him, at the Pharisees? He said to him, you resist the Holy Ghost. And once he said that, all of a sudden they picked up rocks and they gnashed at their teeth and they threw rocks at Stephen and they killed him.
Yep,
they why do you think they did that? Because the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The Holy Ghost never comes to comfort a man that's in sin. He comes to convict that man that is in sin. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. You're going to come right back with Bradley Dean, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our pretty little princess, live out of Massachusetts, Ludlow. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, again broadcasting live out of the Holiday Inn in Ludlow, Massachusetts, setting up for events that are coming up in the next couple days here, and in the process, we are going to go down to John Adams' house, and we're going to go to the Matrix of Liberty. Hopefully, we'll be doing that tonight, but we'll see what happens. We'll, again, share as things and events roll out.
Yeah, we got to learn that history while we're out here. John Adams, great man, founding forefather. Want to go see his birthplace.
President of the United States.
Learn more about him. Good man. I want to just finish up here. We were talking about, isn't it interesting? I know we've talked about this quote before, but if... Well, you were talking about how, why did they crucify the prophets, mm-hmm. and why did they stone them and so on and so forth. Yeah. And the quote that we've talked about before, too, is if Jesus would have preached what most pastors preach from the pulpits today, he never would have crucified.
That's
so
right.
Another good point, just to wrap up what we were talking about there as well. Also, I want to let people know about your new WND article that came out last night, which we talked about a little bit here at the beginning of the show. They titled it, Do I Make Fundamentalism Look Cool? Which I think is very cool. You are actually rated number one.
Yeah.
The top five hipsters in America.
Over Tim Tebow.
That's right. Over
Tim Tebow, anyway.
He's probably saying...
I know he's the guy that puts John 3:16 on his face.
He's a football player.
I don't know how far he goes with that. But,
yeah. He's a famous guy, so I think it's a flattering thing.
And I know that they zero in on and polarize this guy on a continuous basis. I do understand that.
So that means he's probably doing a good job out there. So,
I hope so. But, if that's the extent of his cross, that's a pretty easy cross, isn't it? I'm getting in trouble because I have John 3:16 on my face.
I don't know. I have to look into his press really to see kind of like what he gets in trouble for.
Right.
I don't really know too much about him, but I do know that he is kind of...
I think he's very offensive. I think they're just zeroing in on him because they hate themselves so much, they got to hate somebody else.
That's right.
Doing the right
Anybody
thing.
Who has a spark of light, they want to attack.
Yeah.
But please do check out that article, Do I Make Fundamentalism Look Cool? It is actually on WND, just came out last night. We've already got some great responses out there, as well as Freedom Outpost. Now, I do have to say, do you remember...
Slow up a little.
Yes.
You act like it's your birthday every day, and I'm kind of curious to know why that is.
I have to say this, remember when we were taking some promo pictures, and this will go along with what we're
just
talking about
week.
Just this week,
yep.
and the photographer, he said, rarely do I ever have to tell a person.
Rare as hen's teeth.
That's right. To, like, you know, like, bring it down. Like, you don't have to be as smiley, basically, is what he was saying.
Uh-huh.
And I just can't help it. You know what? My middle name is Joy.
I didn't think you were overkill on this.
No, I didn't think I was neither. Yeah. But we were just talking about it because I had to take some serious pictures.
Listen.
It's not me to be that serious.
It seems that there is a glow about you.
That's okay.
There is a glow about you.
You know, and I do have to say this. This is a true story. When I was born, my mother has basically said the Lord had laid upon her heart that I was going to bring joy to many people. So that's why she named me Stephanie Joy. So maybe it's just the joy of the Lord.
Am I a part of that plan?
Of course. Okay. I bring you joy every day of your life.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
And a lot of receipts.
That's right. A lot of receipts. Yeah. That's right. I like to eat. But, you know.
Well, that's what I wasn't talking about eating. I was talking about clothes and I was talking about
really?
Socks. But since you started talking about that, you want to open up that can of worms?
No. We'll talk about this article.
Or can of beans. No pun intended.
Not a
right.
big bean lover. Yeah. But anyway, we did have some take some pictures and we did some serious pictures. And we were talking about this earlier on the radio show this week about the new promo that you had taken.
Yep.
And we had Eric Hollander. He's putting this together, and he's not done yet. But you did allow our friend, Tim Brown at Freedom Outpost, the opportunity to be able to have this picture posted along with this article that he wrote. He wrote a great article about the magazine that casts Lebulus. Did I say that word right? Accusations against, or libelous.
Yeah, libelous.
Yes,
yeah.
That's a good one. Libelous. Yeah. Accusations against American patriot Bradley
false,
Dean.
So on and
that's
so forth.
Right, for promoting so on and so forth. But that is on Freedom Outpost, and that picture that we were talking about earlier this week that was just outstanding is on that article. So, friends, if you want to see the article and the picture that we were talking about, which will just blow you away, please go to freedomoutpost.com.
That'll give you a little taste as to what's coming up.
What's to come. And it's already so great, and it's not even finished yet.
I really do think it is.
It really is. And it does take a lot for you to really have something kind of hit you where you're like, wow, that's awesome. It really has to be awesome to hit you that way. So please do check it out. You will enjoy that on freedomoutpost.com.
Okay, now let's get to business, because what I need to do is I have to give Steph enough time. I have to allot her some time so she can do another portion of her virtue class, which I know everybody loves.
Everybody.
Right? I mean, friends, act like it's your birthday along with Stephanie, okay?
That's right.
But anyways, friends, this morning I was on Sam Sorbos' show, and I think it was out on the West Coast, not sure, but I did her radio show this morning, and you know her as the wife of Kevin Sorbo, and Kevin Sorbos, you know him as Hercules, the television series. And in saying that, we did a piece on what was going on in America today, and one of the big topics that was flying around the country was Senate passes gay rights bill barring workplace discrimination. And when I did a radio show this morning, she said, so who's being discriminated against? I said, that's exactly right, because what you're seeing is you're seeing anybody that disagrees with the homosexual radicals, well, they're calling that discrimination, when in fact, friends, the issue they have is with law. And as much as I wish I could get away from this, I'm doing a Google search just to kind of highlight some of the topics that I want to share with you in just a couple minutes. Friends, do you realize that a lot of stuff that we're talking about on this radio program, we're the only ones doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that you are under attack? You are being assailed from the radical homosexuals like nobody's business right now. And you need to also understand that the state-run media is not going to talk about it. So if you ever wonder why we continuously bring new information concerning the radical homosexuals, because you need to understand that this is a dangerous, dangerous, anti-American, anti-constitutional, unlawful bunch of people trying to undo who you are. So in saying that, let's go back to what Senate passes. Senate passes gay rights bill. First of all, gay rights? Wait a second. God gave us rights, and God didn't give us a right to break his law, and we know that homosexuality is an abomination. First of all, the Senate has approved a bill outlawing, listen carefully, workplace discrimination against gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans. Despite the bipartisan vote, the measure chances in the House are dim, they said. The Supreme Court is in June affirmed gay marriage and granted federal benefits to legally marry same-sex couples. Illinois is on the verge of becoming the 15th state to legalize gay marriage. Folks, there's nothing legal about it. Along with the District of Columbia. So in saying that, friends, that's what the topic was this morning. And what I wanted to do is I just wanted to let you know again some of the things that I shared on Sam Sorbos' radio show this morning. And I wanted people to understand that, the, as I said just a couple minutes ago, there's nothing lawful about anything the homosexuals or the radical homosexuals are doing. Listen, friends, the state does not have a right to break the law. Our representatives do not have a right to break the law. Liberty is found in what the law permits, not outside of that. And when we read the Declaration of Independence, we see our rights were given unto us by our Creator. Our Creator does not agree with carnalism or unlawfulness or anything that stands in contradiction of what his laws command. Are you with me? I hope you are. So in saying that, everything that they do, every process that they begin to walk out, every process that they continuously try to throw on the American people, acting as if it's under the law, when in fact, you know, they like the word equality, when in fact they never make reference to the law. We've talked about that in the past. But again, friends, I want you to understand that there's nothing lawful about anything that they do, because they don't have the right to ask for rights. Now, they do if the state is fallen. And if you want to submit yourself to an evolutionary version of what government's supposed to be, you go ahead and do that. And it's just not going to work out very far, because what you're seeing today is you're seeing in America a government that's at war with God and His commandments, when in fact our representatives are supposed to be there deriving their just powers from we the people, who are governed by God's commandments and by God's government. So we are in a position today where we deserve what we've got coming, because we are tolerating the crimes from not only this administration but also the Supreme Court. And interestingly enough, when you look at the Supreme Court, we know that we have Alina Kagan there, who is a radical lesbian. We also know that she queerified Harvard. Not going there, but just letting you know what's going on. We also know that Obama appointed Chai Feldblum, an open lesbian who was nominated to serve as a commissioner, listen carefully, of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Now listen to what Chai stated. She said, "I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest, that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish, and hence that a law that permits no individual," in other words, this is totalitarianism, "you're going to do it our way or else. We're going to govern through oppressive means. We're going to govern through fear. You better do what we say or else." You understand? She goes on, "that a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for," listen carefully, "for gay people." Wait, I thought this was a discrimination against the gays. No. They have to put themselves in the position of the victim. You always need to understand how these people think, because if you knew what they were really about, you wouldn't tolerate their crimes against nature. Okay, I'm going to come back. I'm going to give you some more highlights. I'm going to give it to you straight from the horse's mouth. John Barry, he's the guy that's trying to get ENDA overthrown. He wants to enact it and signed into law. I'm sorry, ENDA into law. And what he wants to do is he wants to overthrow the Defense of Marriage Act. So it's coming straight out of Obama's administration, and you need to understand the dangers around this administration concerning these radical homosexuals. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Okay, my pretty little princess, she wanted to actually interject a thought.
Well, you know, you keep saying, you know, and people who are listening to us might be saying, why does this keep coming up, this whole homosexual thing? Why do you guys always keep bringing it up? Well, when you were talking, I was thinking, well, we keep bringing it up because it keeps coming up.
Yeah.
Here we have it
and
coming up.
And the state-run media is not going to bring it to you.
That's right. And, yeah. And, you know, how often, to be quite honest, have your pastors on Sunday morning services brought it up to you? We actually spoke with a teen girl and said, so, you know, has your pastor ever brought up, you know, the issue of homosexuality or abortion? And the pastor had not. And these are the types of things that should be flaming from the pulpits.
Literally.
Yeah. And saying, no, listen, this is where the Bible stands. This is where we're as Christians. This is where we stand. This is our light. This is where we draw the line and
we're
say no.
We're called to be ministers of the flames of
exactly.
fire.
Exactly. So people might say, why do you always talk about this issue? Because it's, number one, going to our young people through indoctrination, through, you know, public schools, through Common Core, through all these different things in the public arena, and aiming at, we're talking kindergarten age, five-year-old young people, all the way up to now we're talking about discrimination in the workplace, so on and so forth.
Well, I can interject really quick.
Yeah.
Kevin Jennings, Obama Save School czar, he's the one that wrote the foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary Education. His icon is Harry Hay from an organization called NAMBLA. He was actually an icon for that organization. Their motto is sex before eight, before it's too late. So why do we keep bringing this up? Because someone needs to stand up and defend them young people. And the other thing here, too, friends, is another side to this. It's not just the young people. We're talking about who you are as an American people. They are attempting to shut down your freedom of speech under the guise of victimization. Victims. They're the victims. They're the victims that are trying to get your First Amendment completely shut down on you. And it's like the real question lies with, why aren't you talking about this?
Mm-hmm.
And people are playing with this thing like it's no big deal, when in fact, when they pull down the curtain or pull the curtain back, they're going to find out what it's really about. For example, we got Massachusetts, which state we are in right now, Congressman Barney Frank, who celebrated the repeal of military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell by saying, for those those who are worried about the radical homosexual agenda, let me put them on notice. Two down, two to go. Well, Barney Franks is a radical homosexual who hired a male prostitute, Steve Gobi, for sex and let him live with him while he ran a prostitution ring out of his Washington, D.C. apartment. Doesn't that concern you? Massachusetts Congressman Barney Franks, his name was also brought up in a court testimony as being involved in a pedophile ring operation and accused of having sexual relations with a boy named Paul Benazzi, who was 11 years old at the time, that he was actually sodomizing him in his basement of Barney Franks' home. Doesn't that concern you, America? It should, because these are the people that are attempting to overthrow you and your Constitution. And are they doing it by the means of law? No, they're doing it by the means of unlaw and lawfulness. And how are they doing it? They're playing sympathy, the sympathy card, hoping that you believe what they say when, in fact, you're going to find out that they're the perpetrators. You got to pull the curtain back. What about John Barry? We're talking about the Senate passes gay rights bill barring workplace discrimination. Discrimination against who? Against the homosexuals? I don't see it. The only thing discriminating against the law or the homosexuals is the laws of our land. John Barry, who's an open homosexual in the Obama administration, was quoted as saying, listen carefully, friends, if we can get ENDA, Employment Non-Discrimination Act, enacted and signed into law, it's only a matter of time before all the rest, overturning the Defense of Marriage Act, happens. He continued, it is the keystone that holds up the whole bunch, and so we need to focus our energies and attention there. They know exactly what they need to do. And they have the American people sitting down on their hands, feeling sorry for them. For what? Attacking who you are? This is why, friends, these people will not have me on their radio program. This is why they only shout and shoot. They don't want guys like me around that will call it for what it really is, because, again, facts are stubborn things. Does this concern you? Because if it doesn't, it should. It should totally concern you. Because it has everything to do with your future. America was up in arms yesterday about what's going on. Again, Senate passes gay rights bill barring workplace discrimination. That should tell you what kind of representatives you have working for you, America. Either they're ignorant or they're right along with the gay agenda. Or they're gay themselves. Attempting to what? Overthrow your constitutional rights. But we don't want to discriminate. We don't want anybody to throw or mar our reputation. Well, I'll tell you what. I'd rather have them mar my reputation in sparing our younger generation than I care more about them than I do my reputation, which I don't have anyways. That's God's business, not mine.
That's right. When you speak about, you know, the victim mentality of them taking on the victim mentality, I can think of almost a daily basis where on Facebook you see some sort of child or young person who has been the victim of a homosexual, a radical homosexual who has violated these young people. So when you say there's always that victim status. What about the true victims?
Yeah.
The young people that are violated, that are molested, that are put in these pedophile rings, they're the true victims.
Yeah. I mean,
we're here taking a stand saying, listen, we are protecting these true victims, while those people who are doing the attacking, the victimizing, are saying, well, it's against
us. Why would you give power and authority over to a people like this?
Yeah.
That they were considered mentally ill. And friends, you should see the threats that come down on my ministry from these people for the words that I say. That exposed their crimes. If it wasn't true, what are they mad about?
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't true, why are they threatening my life? Why are they threatening my family? If it wasn't true, friends, why are we seeing it through inadvertently, of course, under, you know, the radar as to what's going on in public schools concerning kids that are being violated by male teachers? Well, why aren't we talking about this, friends? As I said at the first segment of this program today, I did a Google search today. You know who's talking about this, friends? I am. I am. I'm married. I have five boys. You know, and it's not just about me, my wife, and my boys. It's about you, your wife, and your families, and your children, is what this is about. If you know nothing about history, friends, do a little history and find out what this is really about. Speaking of victims, we have Dan Savage. This boy... For some reason, he stays 10 miles, 100, 1,000 miles away from me. He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
It's almost like he knows exactly what he's doing. You know, but it's interesting because I brought this question up before, kind of shifting gears just a little bit, but the same topic. The gay, radical, homosexual Dan Savage, he just recently said abortion should be mandatory for about 30 years. He said there's an overpopulation problem in the world. I agree. Then if that's the case, you first. You first, Dan. This is the guy that licks doorknobs, I kid you negative, to get his enemies, his opponents, sick. This is the guy, this radical homosexual, that wants to make sure his political opposition is dragged from the back of a pickup until there's nothing left but a rope. I thought they were the victims. This is the guy that started an organization called It Gets Better that goes to high school journalism courses. By the way, this was a hit by these people is what it was. But they went to a journalism course with high school students in Oregon about a year ago, and he started to attack the Bible, but little did he realize that hundreds of the students stood up and walked out the door.
Good for them.
Yeah. This is the guy that said he wished to blank the blank out of Rick Santorum.
This is the mentality that
this is the mentality
with.
Of the people that are behind this. This is the man that was invited to the White House to help along with the homosexual agenda. Why? Friends, do some homework. Why are you always talking about it, Bradley? Because you're not. Let's call it for what it is. This is love, friends. America, this is dangerous. This isn't a game. And the only, isn't it interesting that they're bringing up bills like this concerning the victims here, the homosexuals? Isn't it interesting, friends? Senate passes gay rights, but I thought there was an issue with our economy. I thought there was an issue with the poor in the United States. But why are we so adamant about passing bills through that protect the gay people? What does that have to do with anything? I thought this was about education. Why are they attacking children in public schools, the NEA, through drag queen caucuses and homosexual caucuses? Why are they trying to educate children in public schools concerning the homosexual lifestyle, having two mommies and two daddies? Why, America, why aren't you talking about it? That's the real question. Why aren't you talking about it?
Yeah, and speaking of that, I just saw a post here on Facebook about how for Gay Lesbian, you know, Day, they made their students dress up like, you know, basically the guys dress up like girls and the girls dress up like guys in appreciation of Gay Lesbian Whatever Day. Now, you know, when you look at common sense, if your son or daughter attended a school like that, they make that mandatory for students to do such a thing as that. I mean, can you imagine if we did that for anything else? So we make them bring Bibles to school for this day, or we did whatever we did. And the point is that they're making these young people look at the gay lifestyle, the lesbian lifestyle, the homosexual lifestyle, like it's normal. And if you don't agree with us that it's normal, then you're ostracized,
yeah.
You're a hater, you're a bigot,
and
it's not tolerated.
Just think, Stephanie, 40 years ago, they were teaching kids in public schools to turn in homosexuals into the authorities.
And that goes to show you, when you drop the light and you drop that law, the Ten Commandments, and you take them out of public schools, what happens? Right no longer becomes right. Truth no longer becomes truth. If you don't have an absolute standard to go by, then it's, well, everybody goes. Whoever has the message that they push for the most, they try to, you know, turn out public opinion to be what they're going
for. Well,
remember,
Abe Lincoln said if you want to capture the vote, he said, you have to change public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew exactly what he was talking about. But the fact of the matter is every person that you talk to concerning the gay agenda, people you know, if they sympathize with the homosexuals, the first thing they say is, oh, there's something wrong with them people. They know there's something wrong with them, but they want to give them the steering wheel? It's such a small percentage.
Mm-hmm.
It's sick. And it's, the state-run media bringing forth this message. But when it comes to the crimes committed by these radicals, no one hears about it. That would concern me. Folks, you got Bradley, Stephanie Joy, our pretty little princess, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I wish the lines were open right now so we could get some calls here. Broadcasting live out of Massachusetts. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Ludlow, Massachusetts. Concerning the last segment, right is right even if everyone is against it, and wrong is wrong even if everyone is for it. I'll say it again, William Penn said that. Right is right even if everyone is against it, and wrong is wrong even if everyone is for it.
I like that quote a lot.
Right must always be right. Truth must always be truth. Right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments and cannot be removed or shifted from their proper place. Exodus 20. Let me say it this way. You cannot bring right down to a lower level because others want it lower to fit their lawless lifestyle, because it must be where it always is. Is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Because that's no good for any society, friends. That produces bondage, not liberty. So when you do away with the law, you have no crime, and criminals love that mentality. So right is right eternally and cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it even somewhat right. And let me say this too. Man's inability is not the kind that removes responsibility, because sin is moral, not physical. You really have to think this through. Sin is moral. It's a choice that you make, not physical. I can't help myself. I was born this way. No, that doesn't fly, because it's moral. It's a choice that these men make and these women make. So never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for sin, because this is dangerous doctrine, America. But the law, God's law, is a just one, and man is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of fulfilling it. And here's one question I want to leave you with. I've often wondered how the American people are at peace with a system that is clearly at war with God. It's a war. History teaches us that this system that they're attempting to implement by force will never win. In a war which the good people will suffer if they do not fight against these dangerous ideologies, and dangerous they are. And I want to tell you this too, friends, namely Christians. The peace is in Christ, not outside of Christ. He said, in the world you're going to have tribulation. Know that I've overcome the world. He said, you'll have peace in me, not outside of me. And Charles Spurgeon comes to my aid when he said, a war against falsehood, a war against sin, is God's war. It is a war which commends itself like a trumpet against sin, that our warfare is justified by the eternal laws of justice. They are never going away, friends. Good, bad, listen carefully. And to clarify what I'm saying, that not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, ours is a spiritual kingdom. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but spiritual and mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's why these criminals that are in operation in your country attempting to overthrow who you are right now at length, and it doesn't take a whole lot of digging to find this out, friends, they're at war with God. This is why they're attacking your Christian heritage more now than ever, because they want it their way at all costs. At all costs. It's not a game. It really isn't a game. And we're in the heat of the battle right now, and we're seeing these things unfold. And by the way, friends, don't tell me, I say this out of love, don't tell me I didn't tell you. But as long as I'm here, I ain't moving. And if those that listen to the Sons of Liberty and the Daughters of Liberty 6 days a week would take the same stand, I want to let you know something. Your Father said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the kingdom of heaven. Your Father said that He will not leave you nor forsake you. You will win the day. He said that He made you more than conquerors through Him who loved us. So friends, what we need to do is we need to open up our eyes. We need to find ourselves on God's side in every given situation. Because those promises, as is found in the book of Timothy, 1st and 2nd, apply to today and for eternity. They're forever. We need to come back to the realization that life is but a vapor. And we're to redeem the time that God has given us. And we also need to keep in mind that somebody did it for us, friends. And if they did it for us, then we need to do it for our posterity too. And our posterity is crying out for somebody. Doesn't take a majority to prevail, but an irate, tireless minority. Let it be you that is crying out to God. It says in Isaiah 35, continuously call unto the Lord until He establish righteousness. He said, hold not your peace. And prove the God of heaven. Prove the God of Israel in Jesus' name. Because He desires and He loves to manifest Himself unto those that keep the commandments of the Lord, John 14:21. He promised it, I didn't. But I'm here to tell you, everything He said, His counsel is immutable. He is immutable. He is unchangeable. He's faithful unto 1,000 generations. The earth abideth. And if the earth abideth, that means He is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what has changed? The people have. Let's get back to what He said. He'll do. You still have the. No, because. Winning. They just continuously lie. They want you to believe their numbers are bigger than what they really are. They don't have the numbers. They don't have the strength. They only run media that everybody in this country seems to rhetorically say, all in concert, that they don't believe what they say. Then if you don't believe what they say, then stand up and fight up against it. Because once you do that, that's why the Tea Party is such a threat to these people. That's why they are targeting the Tea Party continuously, because it's the Tea Partiers that are actually standing up and doing something about what's going on. Mm-hmm. And they are telling on themselves when they are polarizing you, Christian Tea Partiers, patriots. conservatives. We're all in this together.
Yeah, we need to realize that, you know, as Thomas Jefferson said, and I quote him, God who gave us life gave us liberty, and can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only first basis? A conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God, and they are not to be violated but with his wrath. Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep forever. We're looking at a man who, you know, sacrificed and, you know, gave us a Declaration of Independence, but he even realized, and people say, well, Thomas Jefferson wasn't a religious man. Well, he said, God who gave us life gave us liberty, and we need to continuously fight for those same liberties our founding forefathers and many men and women beyond that have given for each and every one of us.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson, isn't the guy that said, I am a real Christian?
That's right.
Wasn't he the guy, the third president of the United States, that made the mandatory books, the two Watts hymnals in the Bible concerning public schools in D.C.?
That's right.
Yeah,
Father of religion in Virginia, I don't understand. I think that if that did not mean anything to him, he would not want that written on his gravestone.
Of course. Of course.
You know, I got another good quote here, because we are actually in, you know, Mr. John Adams' state, and this is a good one. Listen,
Can I finish that quote by Thomas Jefferson first? Well, thank you. Thomas Jefferson said, I'm a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ. He said that the writings of Thomas Jefferson, page 385.
That's awesome.
I just gave you the point of reference there, friends.
The point of reference.
Yeah, just
go ahead and read
his writings, not what the revisionists would have you believe that he wrote.
That's right.
Read what he wrote, and you'll find, to their dismay and to your dismay, perhaps, that you're being lied to.
That's right. And John Adams, the second president of the United States and signer of the Declaration of Independence, said this, and this is a great gold nugget. He said, suppose a nation in some distant region should take the Bible for their only law book, and every member should regulate his conduct by the precepts there exhibited. Every member would be obliged in conscience to temperance, frugality, and industry, to justice, kindness, and charity towards his fellow men, and to piety, love, and reverence toward Almighty God. What a utopia, what a paradise would this region be. And, you know, like you've said a million times, if we're not going to obey God's Ten Commandments, we're going to obey men's 10,000 commandments. And even, too, I remember one time, a little bunny trail here when we were going through Obamacare, Michelle Bachmann got on the TV and she showed a stack of how big Obamacare was. I mean, it was literally like 2 feet high.
Yeah.
You know, those
they don't want you to understand it.
That's right.
They want to be the authority in what they don't understand, and they do that by bringing forth documentation where there's thousands and thousands of pages, by the way, that they themselves haven't even read, and the authors threw it together only to confuse the reader. That's what it's about, because they want control. It's like the tax code, friends. Who knows it? Nobody does. They don't even understand it. They rule through oppressive means and oppressive measures, friends. And that's what it's aimed at doing. But if you want to be ruled by God, then you don't have to tolerate this, is really what it comes down to.
Absolutely. It's better to obey God's Ten Commandments than men 10,000. If you look at those Ten Commandments in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5.
Pretty simple.
Doesn't take up all that room. You look at those stacks of bureaucracy coming into play because we have left off the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not everybody, but we need to push the flag back up and do our duty. So we can have the liberties again.
Now, just think what would happen if a country actually seen the price paid for its liberties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both in the natural and the spiritual. We wouldn't be here today. But we are. So it's time to stand up and put our gloves on, friends, because we can do this thing. Hey, guys, listen, in unison, we can do this. Say it back to me.
We can do this.
We can do this. So you got Bradley, Stephanie, Joy, Pretty Little Princess, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.